Time for health headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Mark.
So do you have any cure for people with sore legs? All those runners who did the marathon and the half marathon and the 10K and the other events? It's just rest, right?
That's exactly it. It's just going to take time. And it doesn't take that long either. For people such as yourself that have worked out and run all the time, you probably know that it just takes a few days and then your body tends to recover.
Yeah. But you should wear the pain with pride for a couple of days, right?
That's
you earned the badge of honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good kind of pain.
That's correct.
Now, we've talked before about some of the stories that have come out saying that there are dangerous elements in products that people use. There have been reports about the cosmetics industry and others. And now there is a new report that is saying that we shouldn't overreact to the sunscreen ingredients that have gotten a lot of attention. And some people have been saying this means sunscreen isn't safe to use, but dermatologists are actually saying now, don't worry about it so much.
Yeah, this is in the United States. There is an organization called the Environmental Working Group, and their main mantra is to point out all the things that we are exposed to and make literally outrageous claims about the harm these products can do. In this case, with sunscreen, they're focusing on a vitamin A derivative called retinyl palmitate, which is used as an antioxidant in a sunscreen, so it doesn't really provide any sunblocking protection. But nevertheless, they're saying that this particular compound has the potential to cause cancer and cause other skin problems, but citing only animal studies, not human studies. And not only that, this is a topical agent. Vitamin A acid derivatives, which are used to treat everything from psoriasis to acne to other skin conditions, have been used for more than 3 decades now and have been shown to be quite safe when used appropriately, especially if you're taking the oral form. But to apply a topical agent on the skin and to make claims that this topical agent, which is not related, is not the same medication as what's used orally, to make claims that somehow it's going to cause problems for your skin when there are going to be 80,000 cases of skin cancer this year, you have to compare the risks when you use things. It's for the same reason that if you were to eat soap or eat your antiperspirant or deodorant or all the other things that we put on our skin, you might get sick from doing that, but the point is that you're not eating it, you're not swallowing it. And if you were to swallow this ingredient, the retinyl palmitate, you would have to take gallons and gallons of this every single day in order to achieve a dose that could have the potential to cause harm. And that's what it usually boils down to, Mark, is the dose. It's how much is actually in this, which is very, very little. And so we have to keep that perspective in mind.
And as you point out, you're putting on sunscreen to prevent you from getting skin cancer, which is a very, very real threat.
That's right.
So you don't want to tell people, don't put on the sunscreen because supposedly it's dangerous, when that would mean that they'd be more likely to get skin cancer.
Well, that's exactly it. And the same thing goes for other things that we do every day that we don't even think of, apples and peaches and cherries that contain compounds that, sure, if you ate enough of them, would probably make you very sick, but we don't eat a lot of them, and they contain traces of cyanide, and potatoes contain alkaloids that can cause nerve damage and central nervous system depression. Every plant that's out there, everything that we ingest or put on our skin, is chemically based. Everything in the world is just the way the world is made. And so you have to always consider the dose of what is being ingested, as opposed to looking at a name and saying, oh, this is in there, it's a bad chemical, therefore we can't use it. It's always in the dose, and you would be amazed at the stuff that you are eating from your food that isn't added by man onto the food, that the food actually produces as a means of protecting itself from pests and other plants. And they are poisons, but they're so small in dose that it does nothing to you.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on 580 CFRA.